welcome to the evening show on your radio, our daily live show broadcasting from Monday to Friday at 6 p.m. As always, thank you for tuning in on this Tuesday, the 25th of January. I'm your host, Morgana Nax, and with my co-journalist, Marius Renaudet, we're back with you for another hour of European news, initiatives and music. On today's program, we are of course going to bring you your daily dose of news with the news bulletins of 6 and 6:30, the latest hits from our unique Euradio playlist, as well as a conversation on a more serious topic, which is how to fight bullying at school. And with that in mind, we're delighted to welcome not only one, but two guests on our show today. They're called Charlotte Poulain and Olivier Drouin. They're both professors in English at the Collège Chantenay here in Nantes, and also referees in the anti-bullying project Sentinelle et Référent that they're going to tell us all about today. The first part of the interview will start at around 6:15, so I hope you stay tuned for that. Because in the meantime, as always, we'll start the show with Europe in Focus, our daily news segment brought to you in French by Marius Renaudet. Bonsoir Marius.
Bonsoir Morgane, bonsoir à tous.
Euradio, le journal, Marius Renaudet.
À la une de l'actualité en ce mardi 25 janvier, le président de la République turque Recep Tayyip Erdogan qui veut couper des langues. Alexei Navalny, désormais considéré comme un terroriste par le Kremlin, et la découverte exceptionnelle d'un bol en verre vieux de plus de 2 millénaires aux Pays-Bas. En Turquie, la célèbre chanteuse Sezen Aksu pourrait perdre sa langue. Figure centrale de la scène pop depuis la fin des années 70, la musicienne fait l'objet d'une large polémique depuis la semaine dernière. Le palais présidentiel d'Ankara la poursuit pour les paroles de l'une de ses chansons, sortie il y a 5 ans maintenant. Elle y taxait Adam et Ève d'ignorance. Le président turc Recep Tayyip Erdogan a promis de couper la langue de ceux qui s'en prennent à Adam, le premier homme qui aurait vécu sur Terre. Mais critiquer Ève ne lui pose visiblement pas de problème. Alexei Navalny au même niveau que les djihadistes de l'État islamique en Russie. Le principal opposant à Vladimir Poutine et son fonds de lutte contre la corruption viennent d'être placés par le service russe des renseignements financiers sur la liste des organisations terroristes et extrémistes. Figurent sur cette même liste des milliers de personnes et d'organisations religieuses, islamistes et ultranationalistes. Le régime des talibans et Daesh en font partie par exemple. Ce placement de Navalny sur la liste des terroristes tenus par le Kremlin intervient un mois après la dissolution par la justice russe de l'organisation de défense des droits humains Memory Hall. L'Allemand risque-t-il de disparaître des classes françaises ? Ce week-end, à l'occasion de la journée franco-allemande, notre journaliste à Paris, Clémence Pénard, a pu rencontrer l'ambassadeur de la République fédérale d'Allemagne en France et auprès de Monaco, Hans Dieter Lucas. L'allemand ne séduit guère les élèves français et inversement, c'est inquiétant selon le diplomate. On l'écoute.
Malheureusement, je constate que de moins en moins d'élèves en France et en Allemagne s'intéressent vraiment à l'apprentissage de la langue du voisin. À mon avis, c'est un peu inquiétant, n'est-ce pas ? Donc il faut faire plus pour soutenir l'apprentissage de la langue allemande en France, de la langue française en Allemagne. Et je pense que nous avons un problème à cet égard, et c'est la raison pour laquelle, par exemple, j'ai organisé l'année dernière 2 grandes conférences dans ma résidence qui se focalisaient sur la question comment est-ce qu'on peut soutenir l'apprentissage de la langue du voisin. Et c'est un problème qui est aussi abordé par un niveau politique, c'est-à-dire donc les ministres des cultures et les recteurs ont lancé un travail pour développer une stratégie qui nous permet vraiment de mieux soutenir l'apprentissage de la langue du voisin.
Des propos recueillis par Clémence Pénard pour Euradio. Découverte archéologique majeure aux Pays-Bas. Un bol en verre bleu qui pourrait aujourd'hui être dans le placard de votre cuisine vient d'être sorti de terre à Nimègue, dans l'est du pays. Son état de conservation est considéré par les archéologues comme exceptionnel. Plus de 2000 ans et pas une seule fissure pour cet artefact romain. Un objet antique qui devient donc l'un des plus précieux jamais découverts chez nos nos amis bataves. Et à Nantes, la folle journée nous amène cette année de l'autre côté du Rhin en Allemagne. L'édition 2022 du Festival de musique classique, organisée à partir de demain et ce jusqu'à dimanche, est consacrée à Franz Schubert, le voyageur. Figure emblématique du romantisme allemand, le compositeur Schubert propose un voyage immobile à travers sa musique, plutôt bien adaptée à l'époque que nous vivons. René Martin, directeur artistique de l'événement, nous explique pourquoi Schubert est perçu comme un voyageur.
C'est un titre plutôt allemand qu'on appelle le Wanderer. Le Wanderer, en fin de compte, c'est l'adjectif qu'on donne toujours à Schubert, parce que c'est une musique immobile, c'est une espèce de quête intérieure. Parce que Schubert n'a jamais voyagé. Il a quitté Vienne pour aller en vacances chez des amis à 100 km, mais c'est pas quelqu'un qui est allé dans beaucoup de pays d'Europe, pas du tout. Mais sa musique a toujours été libellé comme le Wanderer. C'est quelqu'un qui aime la nature, qui aime se promener, qui décrit la nature, qui dépeint des paysages. C'est un voyageur immobile et au fond, peut-être, les plus beaux voyages, c'est ceux qu'on fait quand on est chez soi, autour de chez soi, et qu'on perçoit toute la richesse de la nature. C'est un peu ça, Schubert.
Assez bien adapté à l'époque actuelle.
Oui, et pourquoi j'ai choisi Schubert? Parce que, après 5 confinements successifs, 5 confinements où là nous avons été empêchés de voir nos amis, de partager de la musique ensemble, de partager une bonne bouteille de vin, de se voir. Je pense que le compositeur idéal c'est Schubert parce que sa musique est une musique fraternelle.
René Martin au micro de Cécile Doguet.
Euradio. Euradio. La météo.
En Europe demain, le soleil sera présent presque partout, mais les nuages devraient prendre le dessus dans la majeure partie des territoires. Dans le nord du continent et en Russie, des flocons seront également à prévoir. Du côté du mercure, comptez moins 1 degré demain matin à Rome et 10 en seconde partie de journée. À Cracovie, il fera moins 5 dans la matinée et 2 petits degrés l'après-midi. Et à Lyon, l'une de vos métropoles radio, on passera de moins 5 le matin à 5 degrés au meilleur de la journée.
Merci beaucoup Marius pour ce tour des informations et des cieux européens du jour. Nous allons désormais entamer une petite pause musicale avant de retrouver à 18h15 nos deux invités du jour, Charlotte Poulain et Olivier Drouin, qui nous parleront de comment lutter contre le harcèlement scolaire à travers notamment de l'exemple du projet mis en place dans leur propre collège, le dispositif Sentinelle et Référent. En attendant, voici donc tout de suite un morceau qui nous vient tout droit de l'Italie des années 90, avec Keloce par 99 Posse. À l'époque, le groupe napolitain s'était notamment fait remarquer par son militantisme, allant jusqu'à coller sur leurs disques des stickers avertissant les consommateurs à ne pas payer plus qu'un certain prix afin de dénoncer les lois du marché. Voici donc Keloce de 99 Posse sur Euradio.
Sembrava possibile, un imprevisto prevedibile, e la mente si fa labile, ma saprò rispondere, se mi vorrai chiedere, qual è la versione integrale dei tuoi pensieri, qual è la traccia nascosta dei tuoi desideri, lo so, no 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 no, non devi più parlare. Quello che sei per me è inutile spiegare.
silenzio delle cose non dette, al silenzio delle cose taciute, alle promesse regalate telepaticamente. Risa mute, scegli il momento per non parlare, risparmia il fiato e lasciati capire. Se ti vorrei sapere di più di quanto non so, che mi sapresti parlare, se solo se, solo se. So che mi sapresti ascoltare, se solo se. No, 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 non devi più parlare. No, 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 non c'è niente da spiegare. No, 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 basta sentire. Credimi, non c'è niente da capire.
Passa passa non è senza te, una voce amica amica non è senza te, niente più posso che io resto con te.
Quello che sei per me è inutile spiegarlo con parole, con le note proverò cercando nuovi accordi e nuove scale. Quello che sei per me è inutile spiegarlo con parole, con le note proverò.
That was Che Lo C'è by Italian reggae group 99 Posse. You're still listening to The Evening Show, your daily hour of news, music and culture here on U Radio. We're now going to give you another second track before starting our interview with Charlotte Poulin and Olivier Drouin. So here's Tes Cheveux, a track by the French trio Juniore. Hope you enjoy.
Le terre plein en vent de folie.
Just been listening to Tes Cheveux by the all-female trio Junior on U-Radio. Hope you enjoyed the song. It is now 6:16, time for the first part of our interview. And so we're delighted to be joined today by Charlotte Poulin, sorry for that, and Olivier Drouin, two professors from the Collège Chantenay here in Nantes, who are going to tell us all about the project that they've introduced in their institution to fight bullying at school. So Charlotte, Olivier, welcome to the evening show and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
And so, first of all, I'd like us to start this interview with a little overview to fully seize the size of the problem that we're facing, because bullying in French and European schools represents kind of a worrying phenomenon, I'd say. And so, for instance, does any of you have numbers, for example, on how many pupils are touched every year?
Yep. The figures I have here are the official figures from the National Ministry of Education, mm-hmm. and stating that 5 to 6% of students, all children in French schools, will or have been victims of bullying at school. But there are main differences between the ages. Mm-hmm. In primary schools, the estimate is 23%. In lycées, high schools, it's 13%, but in collège, which is middle school for us, mm-hmm. where we teach, it's 54%, which accounts for more than half of all the cases, all the situations.
Mm-hmm. And so do you have any idea why this phenomenon is so concentrated in collège and middle school?
Well, I think it's mostly because of their age, mm-hmm. I think. But I think we have to be careful because the numbers are lower in primary schools, but we see lots of students who come to our middle school and have already been bullied before. Mm-hmm. So I think that maybe it's more than we think in primary schools.
Mm-hmm. The awareness here in primary schools may not be as high as it is in college and, well, middle schools.
Mm-hmm. And so you, Olivier, have just quoted the figures. I remind them 54% of bullying is taking place in the middle schools, in college. So is it something that you as referees in this project are, is something that you encounter in your everyday work? Is it something you see?
It is something that we know of. We don't mm-hmm. necessarily see it because it's quite difficult to see, especially when you're teachers. Mm-hmm. But it's true that it is something that is happening in middle schools all of the time, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. And so to fight bullying at school, you're both personally invested in something that's called Sentinelle et Référent, the Sentinels and Referees program. So could you maybe explain to us what principles underlie this initiative that make it so special and useful in fighting bullying at school? So basically, how does it work?
Well, the main idea with the Sentinels is that all members of the school community are involved. So adults, not necessarily teachers, also parents, and all of the people who work in schools, parents and students, of course, are involved in the program. And the main goal is to prevent isolation. And we try to be careful to, they try to see and spot students who could be what we call scapegoats. That is to say that they are targeted because they're different. It doesn't matter what the difference is, but they are targeted, they could be targeted by other students. So that is the main idea behind the Sentinels.
Mm-hmm. And so that also means that one of the basic principles is to involve the pupils themselves, because they are, I mean, the first concerned by the problem. And so why is that so crucial in your eyes?
It is very crucial because they're the ones who can actually see what is going on. They know what's going on in class, what's going on in the playground, what's going on at the canteen, and also on social media. So it's essential that they are involved in the program.
Mm-hmm, because as you said before, it's something that US teachers might not see, because maybe also the pupils won't like confide in you, will hide it from you. So I guess that's also why it's important, right?
And the classroom is not the best place. I guess they are more aware of the fact that we might spot a situation, mm-hmm, sure. So it's easier for them, well, for the bullies, mm-hmm, to act outside of the classroom, even though sometimes they probably act in our back, behind our backs. But
mm-hmm. And now, when preparing this show, I looked a bit at the method you're using, and what was quite interesting is that it's saying that there's not only two types of protagonists in a situation of bullying, because like we often conceive of it as a relationship between a bully and their victim. However, you're saying that there's a third type of protagonist that is very, very important, which are the spectators or the witnesses of the situation. So why is it so important to conceive of a situation of bullying as like a triangle situation more than a direct line?
The idea is that you need spectators. If you're going to bully somebody, you need spectators, you need bystanders, witnesses to witness that what you're doing. The bully wants power in a way. He wants power over somebody else, but he's interested in making it public. Mm-hmm. So you need that third actor. It's what we call the triangle. Mm-hmm. You said triptych, maybe? Well,
yeah, triptych, right. Like
yeah,
triangle.
We mm-hmm. call it the triangle. So okay. We have those, the bystanders, the victims, and the bullies.
Mm-hmm. And we try not to put labels on the students, because during, in the course of one day, you can sometimes act as a bully, sometimes be a victim, sometimes be a spectator. And if things are moving and if things are not set, then it's not really bullying, but it's when postures don't move anymore, then there's bullying.
Mm-hmm. And so how can you act on this third kind of actors, the witnesses? How can we solve a situation of bullying by acting on them?
I think when we have those sessions in grade six, in year seven, mm-hmm, we show them what they're usually not aware of what being a bystander means to that situation. They think that they're just innocent.
Yeah, they're passive.
But we mm-hmm. show them that we, with them or without them, the situation would be totally different. So I think it's to raise awareness among the children, all the children at the same level in grade six or year seven, for them to become aware of what happens if you stop supporting, or if you decide to react, to defend the person who is being bullied. So
yes, sentinels in Collège Chantenay, they never intervene with the bully. They mm. never talk to the bully. They talk with the victim, and they talk with the spectators, never the bully.
Mm-hmm. So we're now going to talk a bit more about the specifics of the method. You've already introduced it a bit. So at least in French, the sentinel and referees method has a quite beautiful and catchy acronym. So it's called RIRE, R-I-R-E, or laugh in English. And so could you please explain the meaning behind those four letters to us?
Yes, well, rire could be translated by sira in English, so it's spot, intervene, refer, and after. So spot is mainly done by the students, because they're the ones who can spot bullying situations at school. Intervene is when the students go and talk with the spectators, go and talk with the victims. Refer is we have a weekly meeting at school with adults and students, and then students can talk about the situations they've come across during the week. And after is this is the part of the referees. If a situation gets very bad, gets a little bit too complicated for the students to handle, then the teachers come in and take over.
Mm-hmm. Because for the, so the sentinels, just to be clear, the sentinels are the pupils' part, whilst you referees are the adult part. And so at some point, as you said, in the process, you're taking over, because also for the pupils, it might be too difficult to intervene, right? Could you maybe get us a bit more of detail on that?
And at some point, you'll have to deal with the bully as well. And we don't want the children to deal with the bully, because that could be put them in a very difficult situation. Like, they could become be bullied
at themselves.
Yeah, themselves. So that's something we don't want to. So that's why we have this difference, as you said before. Children spot, children talk to the person being bullied, talk to the bystanders, but we tell them not to deal with the bullies, never, ever. That's mm-hmm. our job.
Mm-hmm. And so, last question before the next break. The intervention, you said, is the sentinels intervene with the victim more so than the bully, and they try to recreate a social link with them. Why is that important?
Well, what we've seen is that when there are students who can be isolated at school, and those are the students who are in danger of being targeted and being bullied. So the sentinels try to break their isolation. And so, for instance, they can sit with them at lunchtime. They can go with them in the playground so that they're not alone. So they're really trying to prevent bullying.
Mm-hmm. Well, Charlotte Olivier, thank you so much for your first insights into this so important topic of how to counter school bullying. And we're going to have you back in around 10 minutes, because for now, we're going to take another short musical break with the German pop artist Sakura and Alois Input. Here's their song Another Rainbow, a very chill and relaxing track, which I hope you'll enjoy. See you just after the break for Marius' short news bulletin.
It's meant to become.
Écoutez Another Rainbow par les artistes de pop allemande Sakura et Alois Input. Il est désormais 18h30, l'heure du Flash Info avec Marius Renaudet.
Euradio, le Flash, Marius Renaudet.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan promet de couper des langues. Le président turc s'est immiscé dans une polémique qui secoue la Turquie depuis plusieurs jours. Elle vise la célèbre chanteuse Sezen Aksu, figure centrale de la scène pop depuis la fin des années 70. La musicienne fait l'objet d'une large polémique depuis la semaine dernière. En cause, les paroles de l'une de ses chansons sorties il y a 5 ans maintenant. Elle y qualifiait Adam et Ève d'ignorants. Et dans ce contexte, Ankara a promis de couper la langue de ceux qui s'attaquent à Adam, le premier homme qui aurait vécu sur Terre. Critiquer Ève, sa femme, pose visiblement moins de problèmes aux dirigeants turcs Erdogan. Alexei Navalny, considéré comme un terroriste par Moscou, le principal opposant à Vladimir Poutine et son fonds de lutte contre la corruption, viennent d'être inscrits par les services de renseignement russes sur la liste des organisations terroristes et extrémistes combattues par le régime. Y figurent également les djihadistes de l'État islamique ou encore les talibans au pouvoir en Afghanistan. L'annonce de ce nouveau statut pour Alexei Navalny intervient un mois après la dissolution par la justice russe de l'Organisation de défense des droits de l'homme, Memorial. Une 5G à 400 milliards d'euros, c'est la note salée que devrait coûter le déploiement de ce nouvel outil numérique en Europe, à en croire un rapport publié par la Cour des comptes européenne. L'institution appelle les 27 à avancer dans le déploiement de la 5G sur leurs territoires respectifs. L'objectif, éviter les retards, souvent très coûteux. La Cour des comptes de l'UE reconnaît aussi dans son rapport que des questions de cybersécurité se posent encore avec certains équipementiers. Nouvelle tragédie en mer Méditerranée. 7 migrants sont morts de froid en tentant de traverser cette mer du sud de l'Europe depuis la Libye, a annoncé ce matin le maire de la petite île italienne de Lampedusa à nos confrères de l'AFP. 3 personnes ont perdu la vie dans l'embarcation et les 4 autres sont décédées d'hypothermie sévère une fois arrivées sur l'île. Les 280 personnes à bord étaient originaires du Bangladesh, du Mali, du Soudan et d'Égypte. Près de 65 000 personnes sont arrivées sur le sol italien l'année dernière. Et puis en Espagne, plusieurs associations de femmes luttent ensemble pour rendre l'alopécie visible. Il s'agit d'une maladie à l'origine d'une perte de cheveux, souvent à cause d'un déséquilibre hormonal.
Merci beaucoup Marius pour ce résumé des actualités du jour et on vous retrouvera bien sûr à nouveau demain pour le journal de 18h et le flash de 18h30 sur The Evening Show. Nous allons maintenant à nouveau faire une petite pause musicale avant d'entamer la deuxième partie d'interview avec nos deux invités du jour, Charlotte Poulain et Olivier Drouin. Voici donc Maputo, le nom de la capitale du Mozambique, qui donne aussi son titre au morceau, mêlant paroles en anglais et en zoulou. Maputo est coproduit par l'artiste mozambicaine Selma Wamuse, qui prête sa voix au morceau, ainsi que le groupe de funk Big Siga 70. Voici donc Maputo sur Euradio. Bonne écoute.
Salam zishi, kumbi su shahosi, zekalete.
back, that was Maputo by Selma Wamuse and featuring Big Siga 70 live on U-Radio. And we're still in the studio with our two guests of the day, Charlotte Poulin and Olivier Drouin, two professors in English from the Collège Chantenay here in Nantes. So in the first part of the interview, we were introducing the principles of the project that you're both engaged in, which is called Sentinels and Referees, and so is engaged in fighting bullying at school. Now I kind of wanted to go back to the strengths of this program, the Sentinels and Referees project, that we discussed. So one of them that really interested me was this whole concept of restorative justice. Could you maybe tell us a bit more about this notion and its importance in the context of resolving school bullying, please?
Well, in school, the policies have always been to talk to the bully, tell them, no, it's wrong what you're doing, and then there were punitions, they were being expelled, and that was it. That was the only way of dealing with these types of situations. With restorative justice, the idea is if the victim agrees, we always ask what the victim wants first. But sometimes they don't really want the bully to be expelled. They just want to tell what has happened to them and try to express their feelings. So what we do is, if the victim agrees, we try to resolve the situation with the class, with the group. We say that what has been damaged by the group must be repaired by the group as well. And as we said before, the role of the spectators is really important. So they need to be there when we want to deal with a situation of bullying. So we create a safe space in class, and the victim, well, the bully first tells their story, tell from their point of view, and then the victim can express their feelings, and they try to give their point of view, how they've been affected by the situation. And then the bully can express regrets, and spectators as well. So it's a new way of doing things at school.
Mm-hmm. Not only punishing,
yeah,
which was the case before, like the bully would be punished, as you said, and that was it. And we assumed that it was okay, it was enough, and nothing had to be done towards the victim, but it was not enough usually. So that's a new way of seeing things. Mm-hmm. You don't need to punish all the time.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, because punishing sometimes, well, doesn't really resolve the problem, mm-hmm. right? And you're at a school, so I guess a mission of a school is, first of all, to educate people, to get children to be the citizens of tomorrow. And so knowing how to behave in such a situation is also part of how we have to raise our kids. Mm-hmm. Would you maybe like to develop on that a bit?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. And sometimes before, with the old way of doing things and just punishments and being expelled, the bully would sometimes be expelled from the school, and the class would never have dealt with what happened. So this way, they really get their role in the situation.
Mm-hmm. Olivier, would you like to add something to that?
Yeah, well, because before, that when the child was expelled, some of the children would come to you and ask you what has happened and what, and you didn't know. You just knew that the kid had been expelled, and you didn't know how the victim was doing. It was a way of dealing with things, but not the best way, I guess. That's why this is more interesting, and it teaches something to the bystanders as well. Like, you have a very important role to play here. So if you had not been bystanders, mm-hmm. spectators, maybe things would have been different. So it's important for everybody to be together in the same room, as you said, in a safe space. And safe space meaning that if the children don't want to talk, they don't want to, they're allowed not to talk. Mm-hmm. That's one thing we tell them. They don't have to. We don't force them to express themselves. If they don't want to express themselves, they can remain quiet, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Important lesson of the day, that you have to talk to each other, I guess, but not necessarily if you don't want to. And so we've talked about restorative justice now, but what are some other advantages to the program, so the Sentinels and Referees program? What are other assets that the program has?
Well, I think that its main asset is that it's easy to grow within the school, because we train adults and students every year, and so they become aware of scapegoating situations, of bullying situations, and every year we add new students to our program, so they can then in turn train other students, and other adults train other adults as well, so it can sustain in time at school.
Mm-hmm. This is tying up with another question I wanted to ask you, because before becoming a sentinel as a pupil or a referee as a teacher, you kind of have to undergo a training, right? So what do you learn at this training?
Well, it lasts 2 days. We go outside of school because it's important that the students can really feel safe, as we said before. And we do different activities to raise awareness on why people can be targeted, on why people are bullied, and how it feels to be bullied, how it feels to be alone. And the main thing is that we try to create empathy.
Yes, exactly. We play games, actually. We play games, but they're not directly aware that these games will lead to dealing with bullying. And you play a game where somebody is expelled from the game, and then when the game is over, you have losers and winners, and you try to get them to... How did you feel when you were expelled? How did you feel when you lost? And they try to understand how this situation within a game may apply to a real situation in the classroom or in the playground or something very similar, something very parallel.
Mm-hmm. And I actually assisted one of those sessions in your college, and so what really struck me is that you also recreate situations through role play, and then those games you're talking about, I distinctly remember there was one game where the pupils would get like a sticker on their front. Mm-hmm. Could you maybe explain that exercise to us? What was the goal of that?
Okay, so that's something we do with the year 7 students every year, I guess. That's at the beginning of the
year.
Shouldn't
we reveal what the whole outcome of this is?
Listening.
Their parents might be listening. But yeah, you have a group of a class, and you stick a sticker on their forehead. Mm-hmm. You have three colors. Two colors, like you have half and half. Half a class, the class in red, and the other half in blue. And you have one sticker in green. Just one kid will get a green sticker. It's a different sticker from the others. But they don't know, because they can't see the color of the sticker. When we put the sticker on their forehead, they have to close their eyes. When they open their eyes, we tell them that without speaking, just gesturing and miming or whatever, they can do whatever they want, but they're not allowed to speak. They have to form groups with colors. And what happens is that eventually one of the kid will remain on his own or their own. And that's a way of showing how you can be isolated from a group. So that's the point of the game. And when it's over, they realize that there are two groups plus one who is isolated. And that's when we talk about how you can be isolated from a group and how does it feel for the kid with the sticker with a different color, the one who's alone with his little sticker on his forehead. And we try to make them express how they feel in that situation, they would feel in that situation.
Mm-hmm. And right. What we try to make them understand what the sticker represents. Mm. Sometimes it can be your body, your tastes, your if you're skinny, not skinny, etc. We try to make them understand.
How
you put a label on someone, and how does it affect your life at school?
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a very concrete exercise to understand those situations more easily. And so we just have some minutes left, but I'd like to talk a bit about the concrete applications of the Sentinels and Referees projects at your school. So how many pupils are involved in the project as well as teachers, for example, at Collège Chantenay?
Well, at the moment, there are about 20 adults who have been trained and about 90 students, but not all 90 students are actively involved in the day-to-day life of the Sentinel programs. But I know that they have been trained and they can spot these situations. And it happens sometimes that students that we haven't seen in our meetings for a while, but if something happens in their class, then they go and see us and they tell us what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And so, final question, because time's always running away so fast, on to the replicability of Sentinels and Referees, because this is actually experimented at the national scale in many French schools, but I've heard that the project is also part of a broader European initiative, which is the FABAS project, so that stands for Fight Against Bullying at School. Could you tell us a bit more about that before we sign off?
Well, we had our first mobility in November, so we were the first one to exchange our practices with the other countries there's Italy, Spain, Belgium, Lithuania, and different schools in France, and the goal is to exchange good practices.
Mm-hmm. Because it's always easier to learn from each other than start from scratch. So, well, Charlotte Olivier, I'm afraid, as I said, that that's all we have time for today. Thank you so much for having joined us and shared your expertise and experience on how to fight bullying at school. So just as a reminder, that were Charlotte Poulain and Olivier Drouin, two professors from the Collège Chantenay here in Nantes, where they're also engaged in the Sentinels and Referees program. And so we're now going to enter the last more musical 10 minutes of our hour here on the evening show, starting with an electro track by French artist Entertainment. So here's Au Clou, one of their latest hits on your radio. Hope you enjoy.
I don't know about me, you see, but what if I really
Clue by Entertainment on your radio. You're still listening to the evening show, your hour of European news, culture and music that is already slowly closing in towards its end. But it's not 7 p.m. just yet, and so we still have some tracks to propose you. We're now taking you to Norway with the soft voice and instruments of Valkarine Us All Stars. Oh, I'm really sorry for that pronunciation. The track is called Drittings, Ian Bill. Hope you enjoy it. And see you back just after on your radio.
Ville ha det litt på avstand, fått kommet litt på vei, oh yeah. Ville ha det på en armlengdes nå, vil jeg bare deg. Vet at det farlig, ser grønt og du har rødt. Vet jeg blir usaklig, det må tas tak I, men det ikke lett. Lagt meg inn på sykehus kurert noe ubesluttsomhet Ørna rundt I baksete Ørna rundt I byen
was Drittings Ian Bill with the soft voice of the Norwegian artist from Valkyrien Allstars. And I'm afraid that's already all for today because this marks the end of our show. A big thanks again to our two guests of the day, Charlotte Pounat and Olivier Drouin, as well as to the rest of my team with my co-journalist Marius Renaudet for the news and our tech director Laurent Petitin for the sound. And of course, thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. I hope you'll be back again tomorrow at 6 p.m. for yet an hour of European news, culture and music. In the meantime, you can of course find all of our shows in podcast versions on our website uradio.fr or on Spotify and SoundCloud. Here's one last song to conclude the evening show on after we sign off. It's called Final Form by Zambian-born rapper Sampa the Great. That's all from us for now. I wish you all a lovely evening and see you back tomorrow for a new edition of the evening show.
Judging by the basics, y'all already comfortable, stuck up in the matrix. Shit is basic, past credentials, but understand your favorite rapper beat by gold potential. I'm out of shame, been passive, trying to fit the circle cause I don't know how to act shit. Half of y'all was steady, insecure, don't try to backflip, just because the seasoning and flow's already active. Only 4 years, fantastic, young veteran, new classic. Nah, knock the walls off, fuck the whole key, we gon' hinge the whole door off. I'm still AD, never forget it. It's life after death, roll the credits.
I hate to say my feelings for you still exist.
Credit my maker, take a trip to see Jamaica. Molly spirit with the vapor, back to Zion, that's the nature. Africa, the new America, I hope I earn is permanent. And this, I put my pen in, they got my land and my permit with it. Bone on my bone, flesh on my flesh. Witness in me, you can't make me feel less. Let's hold, I'm not impressed. Best mode on my effort like an empress. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.